I'm at the social media surgery in Hammersmith, and I'm talking to Suki, who, well, you've got some residents here, haven't you? You're, tell us what you do.
Okay, I'm the Sheltered Scheme Manager at Elizabeth Barnes Court, which is a sheltered housing scheme. We have 40 residents, and we've got 5 of them here today because they've got the computer bug.
All right.
They are very, very interested. They realise that there's a world outside their door, and anything that comes up about computers, we will be there.
Cool, that's really interesting. I mean, I was working with Maggie. She's saying she wants to make sure that she keeps up with her grandchildren. And Diane was saying that one of her friends uses Skype to talk to friends.
Yes, this is something that at the moment we are trying to see if we can get this on, get the computers online in the tenants' hall to be able to have a free facility for all our tenants, because this is so important for inclusion. And also, perhaps you can't travel that far anymore.
Yeah.
So we have, I know that I have tenants, I have relatives in America and all over the world, and if not Brighton. But to have these facilities, the Skype online shopping would be enormously beneficial.
Yeah.
And also, just we've recently combined with a local primary school to do a heritage project.
Right.
That caused an enormous amount of interest.
Right.
People wanting to further their knowledge about their families. So the tenants used to think that's not for me, and now, as you can see today, where are we going next, and what are we doing?
That's fantastic. So, well, we've just been looking at the Irish census records. So the Irish census records are online, because my family's an Irish family. And I was showing Maggie that you can look at the 1901 and 1911 census returns.
Yes.
So if you put your name in and where your people were from, you can sort of see who they were and where they were. And they're very interested in that. The other thing we've been looking at are knitting videos on YouTube for particularly difficult.
Oh, okay, well, Mary is a prize knitter. She does the most amazing things. We're having a summer fete on the 31st of July.
Right.
And she's one of our star stalls. She does full Chelsea kits for dolls, and she knits at the most incredible speed.
How many people will be coming to that on the 31st?
Well, hopefully, it should be really good. We're going to have some live music, and we've got a wonderful Brazilian barbecue. We've got tabletop sale, tombola, auction, raffle. It's from 12:30 to 4:30, and we're hoping, last year we had about 30-40 people.
Great.
And everybody had a really fantastic afternoon. We couldn't get them to go home. It was brilliant.
That's terrific. And where did the idea come from of your residents getting involved in computers and the internet? Did it come from them, or is it someone you suggested, or how did it come about?
Well, as their scheme manager, I'm always on the lookout for interesting things, and I discovered the Silver Surfers days on the internet. So Shepherd's Bush Westside Sports Services, the support arm of Shepherd's Bush, have actually put on 2 Silver Surfers days, which were very successful. So we're following that through, hopefully being able to bid for the Get Digital programme, phase 2, which would be specifically for sheltered schemes to get older people online, which, if we were successful in our bid, we'd get the hardware, monitors, etc., and free training. But we're also looking for wider connection in the community, of so that it's sustainable.
Brilliant.
So that's why they're here, because they really want to do it.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.